Now, on the actual night of the lecture, it was agreed that I went with Trotsky, Molyneux drove the car.
Mm.
There was Natalia, Trotsky and myself in that car, with Molyneux driving. And we went to the back. It must have been a sort of sports ground at the back of the university or where it was, because I can remember the extreme tension. Mm. You know, the extreme tension. I can remember Trotsky's striding. You know, he had a very
military stride.
And poor Natalia sort of shuffling along, and I can remember her on my arm, you know, trying to keep up and feeling tense about this, what's going to happen at this meeting.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got to the building and we were met by two Danish students and taken down into a small anteroom, which was at the back of the stage where it was. And Trotsky sat there, you know, in this anteroom, and these two Danish students got him to autograph their copies of the first volume of the three-volume history of the Russian Revolution. And one waited, and then Molyneux came and said that it's time for us to go up on the stage. So Trotsky went up onto the stage, accompanied by Natalia, Molyneux and I on the stage.
Mm.
And the German lad that Jungglass had got, they made right across the front of the stage, separating from the audience.
They
made a screen that stood outwards, you know, facing the audience. So there was a protective screen there, but this was really amazing. What was expected, and this is what you sort of produced tension in you, were expecting a sort of slanderous outburst and hooliganism that one had witnessed in Copenhagen itself.
Yeah.
When Trotsky stepped to the lectern, he had his notes at the lectern to speak, and Molyneux and I and Natalia there was on the platform at the side. And then over a loudspeaker system, they played the International.
Oh.
And it was, you know, it was astonishing. It was the atmosphere, the greeting
unanimous.
Of the unanimity of that, and the depth of feeling that was evoked. And then Trotsky started his lecture. He spoke in German, and it was a colossal success. There wasn't a murmur. There wasn't a voice raised at any time. It was, you know, you couldn't hear anybody cough even. It was like a
rapt audience.
It was a rapt audience, that's the word, a rapt audience. Now, this was an astonishing sort of, it was an anti-climax, wasn't it, to all this sort of tension that had built up. And then at the end of the lecture, you know, there was thunderous applause, and then it was the problem of getting him out. And some of the comrades had informed Molyneux, and I think it was Neville, had informed Molyneux that outside, you know, outside in the streets was a dense crowd of Stalinist demonstration out in the front of the building. So our job was to once again traverse this sort of sports ground and get into the car, which we did. We did. And I can remember the hurried steps once again, you know, into the car, and our drive back to this little villa, and the relief.
It's all
relief
over,
that it's all
we've
over.
Got through.
Yeah, yes. All over.
That's incredible.
But
it's a relief now.
It was a story. It was a story. It was
that's
really a vivid experience.